Good morning. I'm Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. I'm so pleased to have my dear friend, who is a phenomenal entrepreneur, Ms. Antanuki Akinwumi, CEO at Enundium International, doing business as Pure 20, P-U-R-H-20, distributor of natural spring water, as our in-studio guests.
Thank you. Welcome to the program.
If you could, to introduce yourself to our guests, could you share with them some information about your background, your business, and et cetera?
Okay, I'm from Nigeria, Lagos State, from Nigeria. I emigrated with my family to the U.S. in the late 90s, and I've been here. I have my bachelor's from Nigeria, but when I got here, I became a registered nurse. So apart from being a registered nurse, I'm a Christian. I do evangelism. I tell people about Jesus. And then I do my business. And in the process of doing my business, I try to educate my customers on how best to take good care of themselves. So you can say that I'm an author, I'm an evangelist, a registered nurse. What else? A mother, a grandmother.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I've always been fascinated by your very vibrant personality. People who interact with you come away feeling so much better because you always talk about, you know, the good Lord, Jesus Christ, and you always start and finish with thank you, Jesus. But before we jump into your pure business, the water business, let's talk about your books. You have a couple of books.
Yes.
You have two books. One is Water, the Miracle of Life, and then Sweet Surrender. So let's talk about the Water, the Miracle of Life. What is this book about?
So this book is about water. You know, we have water around us, and a lot of people take it for granted. But water is very, very medicinal. Apart from that, water is used in every aspect of life. Talk about electricity, you will use water. Talk about shipping, like shipping goods from country to country, you will use water. Transportation, talk about petroleum, you're going to use water to break down stuff. Talk about beauty, you use water. Talk about health, you use water. So this water is a miracle for us. And on top of it, our body is 60% water. So we need water in every aspect of life. In fact, if you don't drink enough water, the first sign is confusion. If anybody that is dehydrated, they get confused and they have memory loss. That shows you that water is medicinal. Apart from that, yeah, in every beauty product, water is one of the components. And if you are not well hydrated, if you pull your skin, it will be saggy. So when you are tired and you drink water, you bounce back. So I just want to let people know how much important water is to life and every living thing. Apart from that, water adds beauty to the environment, and they use it for sports. So name it, water is there.
What is there? And so what prompted you to write this book? Very unique.
So I'm a registered nurse, right? And I love water sports. And I've always wanted to tell people, because working as a nurse, I realized that most simple things can be solved with water. Like if a client come in and they're looking confused, their eyes are sunken in, you know that these people need to drink water. When people are diabetic, they come in with diabetic coma, the first thing they give them is IV fluids to flush out the excess sugar. So, and I come across a lot of people, they say, oh, I don't like to drink water, they prefer to drink soda. So I felt it in myself to teach them how important water is. So that was what made me to write the book.
Wow, okay. And so the message of the book is that
water is very, very important to life. The first part, this is the first series. The book is in six series. The first part, yeah. The first part is like introduction to all the things that water does. Mm-hmm. Then the other series will take them one by one. Now we have fresh water around us on the earth, but the fresh water that we can drink is getting less and less. And in order to drink the salt water from the ocean, you have to go through a process of desalination. You understand? So we that is still alive and living, we should treasure this water and make sure there's enough for the next generation. Besides that, we should not waste the water, which you use it to our benefit. Because when you're well hydrated, you work very well, your production is effective and maximum because you are well hydrated. If you're not well hydrated, you can pass up on the job, you can lose concentration. You know, in fact, when you're tired, just drink a glass of water, you will bounce back because the cells need water to function. So I realized that water is like gold and we need to treasure it. We have to stop polluting the water with all kinds of things, whether chemicals, whether bottles, and things like that. We have to treasure this water for the next generation. And what is the best way to teach people? Education. How do you educate them? Give out books. So that's...
So I know you're in the water business. Now, when do you have a tie-in promotion with people who buy a case of your water or cases of your water? They'll get a copy of your book?
Yes, but I try to do this. If you're a first-time buyer, I deliver for free to anywhere you see you want it delivered to. It will be for free. That's the promotion I have for now.
Okay. And so your book, how many pages is your book?
I think the water, the miracle of life is like 87 pages. You know, it's not so, I didn't make it so big because I don't want to bore people. Because too much reading can put people off.
Yes.
I make it very small and compact that is easy to read, it's easy to understand, it's easy to digest. And there's a lot of information in it that will help.
And do you have a website with your book with links to more information?
Yes, the books are on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. So if you Google the book, the name of the book with my author name, that is Atinuke Durojaye. That's my pen name.
Okay.
Then you can find the book. So easy to get on both websites. But I'm planning to build a website for the books themselves to make it easier.
Excellent. And I guess when you build the website, you can have some links to more information that supports all of the facts that you're sharing with them. So if they want to read more about the benefits of water, it's important for that. And so let's talk about sweet surrender. Ooh. What is surrender all about?
So sweet surrender, it's actually a book to teach boys and girls how to be prudent, you understand? And how to behave with the opposite sex. So they're not taken for granted.
Uh-huh.
It is a Christian romance, fiction romance. It is about a girl. Her name is Mabel. And this story was set in the Eastern Nigeria, Southeast Nigeria, in a town called Port Harcourt. It's a riverine area. It's close to the Atlantic Ocean on the eastern side.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mabel lives in a village, and in order to get to Port Harcourt, she has to travel on the Atlantic Ocean for 6 hours.
Ooh.
Yeah, because that area is close to the Atlantic Ocean. In fact, that is the oil-rich area of Nigeria. That is where, that's where they get all the oil, the petroleum. Okay. So her parents sent her to college, and she became born again. She met Jesus, and she decided that when she finished college, she's going to take care of her parents. So when she got a job in Port Harcourt, she studied mass communication, but she got a job working in an oil company. Because like I said, that area is the oil-rich area of Nigeria. So she was so glad to go to work. But the first day at work, she met the boss. You know, this girl is from a poor background, and the boss is thinking rich, handsome, tall, ripped. Then they met. So is she going to keep her faith as a Christian? Because every girl's dream is to meet a handsome, rich guy, right? So will she keep her faith? And this book is in 3 series. It's the first series. Like an introduction to Mabel and the boss and their meeting, and let's see what happens.
Now, as you know, all writers, they still from reality. Was this book written about someone that you know?
I want people to go read it. I don't want to give out too much information.
That's right. There you go. There you go. So when will part two come out?
I'm working on those now. Part two of both books. I'm working on them. I believe by August they should be out. Maybe August, September. Let's do it like that. They should be out.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And so your business, how long have you been in business with Pure?
I registered the company in December 2011, but we did not start selling until October 2012 because I want to set up, and I want to set up properly. Very, very important in starting a business. It's always good to be properly set up so that nothing catch up with you in the future. So that's why it took so long.
And so your water, where does your water come from?
The water is from the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania. Everything about the water is American. There's nothing outside America concerning the water and the bottle and the labels. It's all American.
And you know, I live in Pennsylvania and I know about the Poconos.
Yeah. And they have very nice fresh spring water. I know you know that.
Yes, yes, yes. And why did you choose, of all the different businesses you could go into, why did you choose water?
Okay, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur because I come from a family of entrepreneurs. My grandmothers on both sides, my father's grandmother and my mother's grandmothers, they were all entrepreneurs. They were selling things. But my grandmother on the mother's side took her on to the next notch. She's from an area called Epe. This area is sitting on the Lagos Lagoon. So she lives in the riverine area. So early in the morning, the fishermen will go out to fish. And she will go buy the fish, smoke it. You understand smoking?
Yes, yes.
Yes. And then she will travel from that town all along the riverine area, selling her fish, sometimes by barter. You understand trade by barter?
Yes, yes.
Yes, where you exchange products and sometimes for money until she gets to Lagos. Lagos is the capital of Lagos State, which is that area.
Uh-huh.
And then she will buy stuff and go back and start selling from town to town, doing trade by barter and cash. This is what I grew up to see, and I loved it because it gives you an experience to see other places, meet other people. So I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I've done so many things that failed. So my pastor said, stop wasting money, time, and energy. Go and pray and ask God what to do.
Yes.
So I went to pray, and God gave me this idea. And I've been doing it since 2011. And wow. It's still standing.
Now, who are your customers? Is it large retail stores? Is it individuals?
I have individuals. I have local stores in Spakmaland where I live. And I have some construction companies. Because by law, a lot of construction companies have to give bottled water to their employees because they work in all kinds of weather conditions. So by law, they have to be well hydrated. Like I told you, one of the uses of water, if you well hydrate your employees, they will give you their maximum performance. So by law, they have to hydrate all the employees. So as a minority woman business enterprise, they asked me to supply water for them. So I have I've worked with a lot of construction companies in projects in New York City and New York State.
Very nice, very nice. And what advice would you give to the young woman or the young man who wants to be an entrepreneur?
The first thing is a lot of people are afraid. You know, fear is the first thing. And then they begin to procrastinate. And once you start procrastinate, that is beginning of, how will I say it? That's the beginning of the destruction of the dream. Whatever you dream to do, just do it. Like Nike. I tell people, whatever idea is in your head, just do it.
And don't wait. And with that, what are some of the best practices that a new entrepreneur should make sure that they do?
The first thing is look for people who have done things that you plan to do. Find out what are the problems, what are the loopholes, what are the strengths, and you know, and try to emulate them. Try to follow their footsteps, but don't copy everything word for word. Add your own originality to it, but because they have gone ahead of you first, you can follow their success. But remember, whatever you plan to do, just do it. And besides that, the government has a lot of help for entrepreneurs, and they have a lot of, you know, like plans to help people who are just starting. So you have to go and do your research and do your due diligence. And make sure that you are well settled so that in future, if you are missing something in the beginning, it might catch up with you in the future. Don't do anything illegal. Don't do any shortcuts. Do the right thing. I know the beginning might be rough. It might take time. But step by step, you will surely get there. If you don't do your due diligence and do the right thing, sometimes this can stop the growth of the business.
And so you've mentioned due diligence twice. For our audience that is not familiar with that term, could you define it for us?
Due diligence means that you want to do a business. Before you start, do a research. What are the things needed for this business to be established? What are the licenses? What are the things that the government says? What is needed? What are the registration you need to do? And do it step by step and do it properly. Don't do anything shortcuts because some people like to do shortcuts. Shortcuts does not pay. It destroys things. And when you're starting, don't borrow money. Try and save money. If you are eating all this, if you are eating out, start saving money. For women, they like to buy, and buy. Stop buying and start saving. Save, and then start. The next stage, if the business is growing, see if you can get money from family and friends to add to it. then it will get to a point where you can now go out and borrow money when you know you have customers and you can easily pay that money back. So be very wise. If you go and borrow money to start a business, it might kill that business before it even take off. So wisdom and ask questions. If you ask questions, you will never go wrong and you cannot fail.
Very nice, very nice. What are some of the roadblocks that you face in your business, and how did you overcome them?
Finance is the biggest. That is cash flow. You know, like I said, you need money to set up, and it's always good not to borrow money in the beginning. So in order to overcome this, for me, as a registered nurse, I had to take on two full-time jobs. One job to pay my regular bills, and one job to save towards the business. Because in the beginning, let me tell you, even your family don't believe in you. Until they start seeing some form of success, now then they will now begin to help you out. Am I lying? You have to prove to them that what you're trying to do is viable. Yes. Nobody's going to give you money and then you just blow it, or you can't explain how the money goes. So this is why you have to convince people to help you by making sure you save money and you carry this thing to a place where people can say, oh, this person is right. This thing is viable. Let's help her or let's help him. If you are starting a business, stop eating out, stop buying stuff, stop going to cinemas, stop, you know, start saving money because you are going to need every penny. Thank God I'm a nurse and I can easily get two jobs, you understand? And nurses are paid more, so that really helped a lot. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy.
And you're a mother and a grandmother. How many children do you have?
I have six.
You have six children. Wow.
Yeah, and they all helped me in the beginning of this business. All of them helped. Even some of them are still helping me now. Because, you know, they all went to college and everybody has their own.
Yep.
So, but if they can help, in the beginning, they were helping me with everything, which I really appreciated, you know, that they believed in me and they trusted me and they didn't leave me to myself.
So what is your leadership style?
I think, how will I explain it? You should allow people, you should give people a chance to prove themselves, and then you should be involved. Like me as a leader, if I have to go and do deliveries, I don't leave the work to others. I get involved with them. And we do it together as a team. I believe in team. There's no I in team. And that's where the people you work with, they respect you. You understand? Because they know, even if you're paying them, but don't make them feel as if they're just they're subordinate or they're nothing. Get in there, work as a team, encourage them, and do it together. So they know that, yes, we are all together in this. And encourage them, because I want to teach people, I want people to learn from me. So if people work with me, I try to tell them that, look how to set up your business. You know, you might one day want to set up something. This is how to go about it. I always encourage people to see, to observe, to see what I'm doing and to try to emulate it. That's what I believe in. You should grow and allow people to grow too. Teach them to grow.
Excellent. And have you ever had to encounter with a challenging personality that to manage? And how did you address it?
When I come across anybody challenging, I try to be nice to them. I try to befriend them. I try to overlook so many things. Because if we start looking at every flaws with everybody, nobody will work with you. So I try to befriend them. I try to be nice to them. You know, so I expect them to be nice to me back. And I try to overlook certain things. But if we can't work together, we can't work together. And I just have to let them know that it's not going to work. But I will try my best. You understand?
Yes, yes, yes. It's kind of hard to believe that you would even hire someone who would be challenging, because your personality is so forward and friendly.
To give everybody a chance until they prove themselves. After all, people give me chances and I prove them myself. So I like to give other people chances. I don't want to knock anybody off until I get to know who they are.
Yes.
And if we can work together, but I have to give them a chance.
Right. Right.
It's not left for them to prove themselves.
Right. You know, believe it or not, we are almost out of time. And I'd like to give you the last word on being an entrepreneur and what it means to be a leader.
Oh, it's a lot. There's an adage in my country that says that uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. It is not easy because the others are looking at you, but you have to ask God for grace to be up and doing, and to show the people that work with you that you are a sensitive, thoughtful leader that they can work with and emulate. But I'm telling you, it is not easy. But you can try.
And also, what is the website where folks can find your water business?
It's called PURH20. If you just Google that word, PURH20, it will get to take you straight to the website. But the website is PURH20, O for orange, O for orange, line.com. But if you just write PURH20, Google that word, it will bring you straight to the website.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the program. We are here with Ms. Antanuke Akinwumi. She's the CEO at, and I hope I say this correctly, Anumnidun?
Anumnidun.
DBA, PURH20, distributor of the Pure Natural Spring Water out of the Poconos in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but we're situated in Staten Island, New York.
Oh, that's right, but you're based in Staten Island, New York.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the program. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And as you always start and end all your phrases, you go, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're correct. We have to thank God for everything, because without him, we won't have all this. He made it possible, so we have to thank him for everything. And I have to thank you too, because God gave you the grace to invite me in. I am very grateful.
Pleasure, my honor. Ladies,
thank you so much.
This weekend on Leadership with Darrell W. Gunter on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Have a great weekend, but remember, leadership begins with you.